This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. You know, we like to learn from people who have had an incredible journey, and our guest today is Mike Giannoulis. Michael, welcome to the program. How did you continue to progress to where you are today? What are some other things that happened that got you into the business you're doing?
Yeah, so the biggest thing of all probably was when I was around 23, 24, I started a blog. And that blog is still online to this day. It's onlyonemike.com. And I started that site actually on July 4th, 2006, which is cool to me because I love that, you know, here in the States, that's our Independence Day.
Right.
And so I often look back to that and say, hey, that was the day that I was going to become independent. And I started my site and I just would write blog posts about small things, like just things that I observed, or a lot of it was personal development stuff, which I was always into. That's the one thing I didn't really say, but as a kid at around age 12 or 13, I got into Tom Hopkins, the sales trainer. And I went through a lot of his actual sales training and personal development stuff. And for some odd reason, I was just a kid. I love that whole entire thing. So I got into that a lot. So I started the blog, and there was actually a person in my hometown who I used to know kind of when I was a kid, and she was older than me, but she read a blog post of mine, and she emailed me. And she said, hey, you know, I read your post and I think you would make an amazing copywriter.
Okay.
And I was like, awesome, thank you so much. What is that? Because I had no idea what it was at the time. And she explained it was people that write ads, you know, and I was like, wow, that's a job. I didn't even know that was a thing. And so she actually ended up offering for me to come work for her at the company that she owned. And she actually sold a lot of personal development products, business products, to help people either start or grow a company. And she did all of that through offline, through direct mail. And she was just now beginning to move it online. So I came on board, and because I was younger, I had a better understanding of the internet and all those things. So I helped bring the company from offline to online. And I was with her from like 2006 to probably almost 2010. And thankfully I did so well that she was kind of afraid I was gonna go off on my own. So she actually ended up turning me into a partner at the company. Even though I don't think I was gonna, I didn't really plan on trying to go anywhere. I just think she saw other people in the industry calling me up, asking me things, asking for help. And she was like, oh man, this guy might go away. So I'm gonna make sure he stays. So
move.
Yeah, so I ended up staying there from until, you know, about 2010. At that point, she left, she moved out of state, and kind of the company kind of ended at that point. I started, and that was around the same time I started to apply for the TV show. So it kind of all went good. So I was able to get on the show, and that ended filming in 2011, and it aired in 2012. So after the show was done, I was like, okay, well now I better get back to doing what I do. So I kind of called up contacts and people like that, and we started to grow a few different companies for some large direct sales companies that sell training events and education.
Okay.
That's definitely become more my expertise, is selling expensive stuff, and especially things that teach people how to make money, improve their life, or improve their health. Anything that you improve on, and especially if it gets to be expensive. That's kind of a weird little niche, but it's one that I love.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.